When big changes happen in the federal government, there's generally a lot of information to get out there and not a lot of time, and worst of all, limited or just random access to that information by consumers. In the past two decades, to address this, various federal agencies have empowered special advocates to shepherd consumers and businesses through complex regulations. This idea was actually first successfully battle-tested in helping businesses comply with the Americans with Disabilities Act over the past two decades, but now these paid federal advocates have official names, navigators, and certified in-person counselors. And the biggest test yet of how to get consumers up to speed will come next week with the beginning of the Affordable Care Act, or at least its most important consumer-based implementation, which begins next week. Jillian Phillips is a state-certified in-person counselor working in the Chicago area. And Maria Velasco-Fontaine is a navigator with the Family Healthcare Foundation. And Maria, where are you?
I'm in Tampa, Florida.
All right. Maria and Jillian, welcome to the program.
Thanks so much for having me.
Now, let me just act like a consumer to you, Maria. If I'm coming to you for the first time, and I know some people already have, my question is, what can the Affordable Care Act do for me now that there's apparently a way for me to get insurance? What's your answer, Maria?
Well, basically, we want to make sure we evaluate their options and have the consumer become educated and informed about what their options will be. Will they be better off getting insurance through their employer, or would this be the best way to go by using the marketplace? So we want to go ahead and schedule an appointment and basically have them take that time and have that one-on-one opportunity to really help them gather that information.
So I can make an appointment with you if I'm down in Tampa, and if I'm in Chicago, Jillian, I can make an appointment with you?
Right. There's organizations all throughout the state that you can make an appointment with that are hosting events where you could even stop in and get some assistance.
What are these exchanges I've heard about? Sounds like a stock exchange, but it's about insurance. What's going on, Jillian?
I think it's really important that folks know that the term marketplace is interchangeable with the exchange. So from here on out, it's called the marketplace, especially in Illinois. And our official name of the marketplace was just announced a couple days ago. It's Get Covered Illinois.
So I'm a consumer in Illinois. I want to get insurance. Can Covered Illinois help me? That's the sign of an educated consumer.
The name of our marketplace is Get Covered Illinois. And yes, there'll be one place to go to answer a few basic questions, and from there it'll be determined whether or not you may be one of the 342,000 adults who are going to be eligible for the new adult Medicaid, or you're going to be one of the 1 million people who will likely qualify for some tax credits for a plan purchased through the marketplace.
That's Jillian Phillips, a state certified in-person counselor in the Chicago area. Now, Maria Velasco-Fontaine, it's different from state to state, I understand, in the Affordable Care Act. Seems like they have a pretty significant operation going there in Illinois. What's it like down there in Florida?
Here in Florida, we have a great, great collaboration. We have the Tampa Bay Consortium in our area here, which will be providing services to West Central Florida and throughout Florida State. As you know, the grant recipient is the University of South Florida. So we are really just looking forward to serving our community because.
All right. Well, let me find out what the details are. So the federal government gives a grant to Florida University, you said?
University of South Florida.
University of South Florida. How many people in Florida do you expect the navigators, counselors, the various certified personnel under these grants are going to have contact with over the next several months? Maria?
Oh, the exact number, I don't know how to answer that question.
But it's tens of thousands, right?
Oh, absolutely. And in Chicago and in Illinois, we will be having events, and we are communicating with our community now, and they are becoming aware. And as you know, my phone has been ringing off the hook, so I am getting those calls. So I know I'm on my end. I could definitely see this picking up pretty quickly.
Jillian Phillips. You don't wear like a navigator's uniform or anything, like, right?
Thank goodness. No, I do not. We do have a certificate that we can show folks if they, want to know that we're certified. But I think it's important for folks to know that all of our assistance is offered at no cost to them. So if anybody's out there trying to charge them for this service, then they should beware. And but there's going to be, I think, more than 1,200 folks on the ground ready to assist people trying to navigate these changes.
And you've had one-on-one interactions already?
Oh, yes, and lots of presentations. But the marketplace opens on October 1st, and for folks needing coverage to start January 1st, they have to get enrolled into a plan by December 15th. So I think that's going to be the really big push time. So a lot of one-on-one assistance will be happening
So
then.
right during the holiday shopping period there. So there's the news. It's not exchanges anymore. It's marketplaces. And we've talked with two people who are navigating consumers through the beginning of the Affordable Care Act. Maria Velasco Fontaine, thanks so much.
Thank you.
And Jillian Phillips, in-person counselor with the Illinois Campaign for Better Healthcare. Thanks to you.
My pleasure.
On Notes from America, we have conversations with people across the country about how we can truly become the nation that we claim to be. Each week, we talk about race, our politics, education, relationships, usually all of them, because everything's connected. And you, our listeners, are at the center of those conversations. I'm Kai Wright. Join me on Notes from America, wherever you get your podcasts.